Good morning, beloved, and thank you for sharing this beautiful Thursday morning with me as we meet together to begin this beautiful day. Just a few minutes of reading God's Word. Today we are in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 25, and the followers of Jesus begin to preach the good news outside of Jerusalem. Philip goes to Samaria and preaches to the people there. Peter and John also arrive in Samaria, and the Samaritans receive the Holy Spirit when Peter and John place their hands on them. Simon, a magician, offers Peter and John money in order to obtain the same power that Peter and John possessed, and Peter rebuked him. And again, God's saving word for us this week is faith. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 4. The believers who were scattered went everywhere, preaching the message. Philip went to the principal city in Samaria and preached the Messiah to the people there. The crowds paid close attention to what Philip said, and they listened to him and saw the miracles that he performed. Evil spirits came out of many people with a loud cry, and many paralyzed and lame people were healed. So there was great joy in that city. A man named Simon lived there, who for some time had astonished the Samaritans with his magic. He claimed that he was someone great, and everyone in the city from all classes of society paid close attention to him. He is that power of God known as the Great Power, they said. And they paid this attention to him because for such a long time he had astonished them with his magic. But when they believed Philip's message about the good news of the kingdom of God and about Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself also believed, and after being baptized, he stayed close to Philip and was astounded when he saw the great wonders and miracles that were being performed. The apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people of Samaria had received the word of God, so they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for the believers that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit had not yet come down on any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Simon saw that the Spirit had been given to the believers when the apostles placed their hands on them, so he offered money to Peter and John, and he said, "Give me this power too, so that anyone I place my hands will receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter answered him, "May you and your money go to hell for thinking that you can buy God's gift with money. You have no part or share in our work, because your heart is not right in God's sight. Repent, then, of this evil plan of yours, and pray to the Lord that he will forgive you for thinking of such a thing as this. For I see that you are full of bitter envy and are a prisoner of sin." Simon said to Peter and John, "Please pray to the Lord for me so that none of these things you spoke of will happen to me." And after they had given their testimony and proclaimed the Lord's message, Peter and John went back to Jerusalem. On their way, they preached the good news in many villages of Samaria. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 8, verse 12, that says, "When they believed Philip's message about the good news of the kingdom of God and about Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." You know, it's interesting that Simon was watching what was happening and seeing great multitudes of his fellow people there in Samaria coming to know Jesus, their Lord and Savior, and getting baptized and their lives changed and all that good stuff. But it's interesting that, you know, he didn't want that gift, the gift of evangelism. He wanted the gift of, when he laid hands on people, they would receive the Holy Spirit. And, so that they would have to come to him if they wanted to receive the Holy Spirit of God. And, actually today, if a bishop sells the position of bishop to another person by laying on of hands and consecrating them, as a bishop, if he does that for money, that's the sin of simony. And Simony is actually named after this magician, Simon, for wanting to be able, he wanted to pay money so that he would have that gift of laying his hands on people and they would receive the Holy Spirit of God. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Help me to be guided by your Spirit each day so that all I do and say brings glory and honor to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, again, these few moments have slipped by us, brother, as ancestors. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, where Philip baptizes an Ethiopian official. And so until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.